There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
flag tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You know, Rick, we were talking about engine temperatures, under hood space, under hood temperatures increasing. Top of the hour news, just a few seconds ago, we heard that Fiat Chrysler is experiencing underhood fires. And that's when the engine covers come in contact with the hot exhaust. Now, I've got a comment about this. We have a 1994 truck here at the farm, and it had an engine cover on it, and I bought this truck used. The first thing I did was take the engine cover off. And what I'm talking about is this piece of plastic that sits on top of the engine to protect it from I don't know what. But it's the dumbest idea I've ever seen.
I love
because
you. You're so funny. I love the way you describe things like that.
Well, Rick, I mean, Rick, this 6.5 liter turbo diesel has this GM, you know, it's I guess it's fashion, under the hood fashion. So when you look at, you know, you pop the hood and you show your friends, hey, you want to see my engine? You can see this cover that covers the engine and it keeps the heat in. What an idiotic design. Yeah. So I took that off. Okay. I've got it hanging on the wall. In the garage, in case I ever want to put it back on. I can't imagine why, but if I ever sell it and someone says, hey, where's the engine cover? Oh, okay, it's right here. You can have this.
Yeah.
But I've taken it off. They're on Mercedes vehicles. They're on a whole bunch of vehicles, and every single vehicle that had an engine cover that we own, the engine cover, I've taken them off. It's idiotic. I mean, someone would have to explain to me why you would have this piece of plastic saying what the engine cubic inch displacement or the displacement in liters is, and whether it's a V6, a V8, a V10, a V12, whatever it may be, and whether it's turbocharged. I mean, it makes no sense. Rick, your 280Z doesn't have one, does it?
No. It's also made from metal, not plastic. I love old-fashioned cars. It does have an electronic ignition poop. However, I still can run alcohol in it. If I have a coronal mass ejection that fries things, I'm in down for the count. But, you know.
Well, when you say electronic
ignition, I have a blower and fuel injection.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that and it's not mechanical injection on that vehicle.
No,
it's electronic.
I have an injection system that came out in '76, and why that little 280Z for the little price that it cost when it came out won the steeplechase up Pikes Peak, the fastest car in the world, even over a Hemi. Back then, it was light. It was my car is running. I think something around 2,100 pounds. Took the bumpers off, and I have special shocks. I don't use Kony. I had them designed special. I can go in dry weather. I can go into a four-wheel drift with complete control.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't a pleasure to drive that car. It invites you to drive it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't get in it, you wear it.
That's exactly correct. It's like my hat. It's my logo. When I restored it, I restored my body. And I put a knee in, I put a panel in over there. Now, the 280Z had a problem, and this is where you're going to find all your cars are going to have a problem. Will be with water and your heater and having to clean that radiator with antifreeze. As the weather is changing, this will be the weak spot on most vehicles, cooling.
Yeah, and let's talk about something that you can do as a preparedness fix.
If you put oil, like Redline oil, in your car, you theoretically never have to replace that oil where you do with Pennzoil and the rest of it. It's made with jojoba. It doesn't break down at high speeds, and so it's mostly about cleaning the engine. Redline oil is also $12 a can. But I put it in Mizee, high performance, you betcha.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the cooling system.
Alcohol, it won't have the zip that it does with high octane, but then the driver, me, doesn't have quite the zip it used to have either, so it's all good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about this 280Z. If you go into a four-wheel drift, do you have waterproof seats?
No, it doesn't like snow. It doesn't like water. That's a fact.
No, I was thinking about
it's so light that it doesn't have that kind of traction. However, at 300,000 miles on that engine right now, I have less than a quarter of a pound variation across each port.
Interesting. Well, Rick, one of the things that I thought we should mention as a fix, when our son and I were driving across the Appalachian Mountains, pulling with a Cummins turbo diesel 3/4-ton pickup truck, we had a gooseneck trailer behind us, a 26-foot gooseneck trailer. And sometimes we would put a big tractor on there, a lot of heavy equipment, and we'd be going uphill. I noticed when the temperature was 57 degrees outside, I would get a running start up some of these long, long hills in the mountains. And by the time I got to the top of the hill, I might be doing 27 miles an hour. Now, what I'm talking about is foot to the floor, maximum torque, the most that this Cummins turbo diesel could deliver, a 1999 Dodge Cummins turbo diesel, pretty powerful diesel engine for its time. Well, it would run really hot. We would literally, at 57 degrees outside, we would open up the windows in the truck, turn the heater on full blast, maximum heat to dump more heat from the engine into the cab and have it go out the windows, as well as clean the radiator before we went on any of these trips from Virginia to Missouri, and the temperature on the engine would still hit red line. And what we found was there was a very simple fix to all this. And that is something that you can add to your cooling system called water wetter. Water wetter. And it's about $10 for a small canister of it. And it makes water wetter than water is normally wet. And it allows the water to transfer heat from the engine through the cooling system. And it allows the cooling system to better transfer the heat to the air outside and cool your engine. So if you're having an experience with overheating, this and your cooling system is flushed and cleaned and all that, and you're still having a problem with it, you may want to try water wetter. And have you ever experienced that, Rick?
I have. I use Grace's truck, for example, out here with double, triple digits and things like that, has had to... she's having cooling problems right now. I think that's what everybody's... No, I haven't used water wetter. Never done that. What I am going to recommend is that you open up your radiator draft. You can bring air in from other places like they do with a fuel injection. You know, we have an extra scoop up on the top of the hood to cool the engine more, etc. There's lots of things you can do. I flush my radiator more frequently than most.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Rick, we've got Miles. Miles, USA Prepares Senior Instructor. Welcome, Miles.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hello, Dr. Rick. How are you doing?
I'm recovering from Chicago. My voice is about gone from the mucus, but I'm good. Thank you. And they all said, he's back. I have the energy I used to.
I just tuned in, and I was wondering why your voice sounded like a sack of nuts.
Well, there it is. It's, I had it when I was in Chicago. The air, all of it just created a bunch of mucus. And so now I'm getting it out of my system as I get back here to a more drier environment.
We are witnessing for 3 years now that in coming summer the children and the seniors have pneumonia because of what's raining down here on us. Doctors are stuck with that here. So, but why I'm calling in? I'm calling in because Winston wanted to know why these stupid engineers invented the covers. In fact, there is here in Europe a European Union guideline that engines have to have the engine cover, and that insurance companies do not have to adjust that many claims that result out of Martin bites in the rubber hoses and in the under pressure systems. That's why they tight the engine covers of European models pretty tight and put even rubber seals that no rat or no Martin can go into there and bite the rubber hoses up.
I had a cat that used to like to sit on top of my hood in the cold of winter and left paw prints. And it was pissing me off. And what I did is I put a electrostatic generator to my car, and the cat never went back on that car again. Well, you can set up all kinds of ways to keep varmints out of your vehicle. You're
so
right,
Miles,
about the rats. I've seen that out in the country. And now we have pack rats, I guess, right here in Grants Pass. I didn't think they were this far south, but I guess
you have them all over the United States, the pack rats.
Well, Miles, do you want to hold through the break and tell us some more?
Sure, I hold through.
Okay. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Miles in Europe is with us, and we're talking about these engine covers. And, wow, I didn't know it was for rats. Imagine that. And mice and birds.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising
Advertising Executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and Miles is with us, senior USA Prepares instructor from Europe. So, Miles, you were saying that, if I understood this correctly, that because of insurance companies, they applied pressure to put covers on these engines to keep varmints out from eating the hoses, the wires, and so forth. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I myself had that three times with one car in the city. The Martins live in the city, and they chew up everything they like that tastes like good rubber.
A Martin is like a ferret. It's like a ferret.
Yep.
We have, I think, those kinds of varmints, but not really. We have squirrel and rabbit and, you know, whatever. But they don't do that as much. Rats don't do that as much. Pack rats usually get in to be inside your house between the walls and things like that. And if they
commit suicide or
do something weird, you have to take the wall down to get them out because they smell.
Yes.
Well, that's in country, you know.
What I had is a couple of rats that try to survive the engine heat after the engine was fired up, and they literally chewed the rubber that they could get to. They chewed them through because there was no way to escape the heat, and then they cooked to life.
That's weird. That's interesting. Yeah,
Miles, we have rats here and mice that will go into the barn and they will hop under the hoods. So what we do is we keep the hoods open in the barn. It seems to encourage them not to set up housekeeping under the hood of vehicles. But do you find that the engine covers are a a deterrent? Is it worth the increase in wear and deterioration of the hoses due to the extra heat? Or, you know, is it a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends on what kind of engine you have in your vehicle. A diesel has its optimal operation temperature, and you should check with your manufacturer in order to find out what that is, and then you can adjust your fluids and the hoses to it, as well as you can take the covers, the engine covers away. These are all options. But what I wanted to share with you is the heat problem is not a new problem, and Dr. Rick might know, and you might know better than I, that in the 70s, when the automatic transmissions became so much publicity in the automotive industry, they used whale oil. We call it walrus here, in order to cool the transmission down, because
that's interesting. Yeah.
That whale oil had one unique specification that no oil manufacturer could meet to this day. It had 48 carbon molecules in a chain.
You know, the jojoba bean and the, there's another one, what is it, that they're making Castrol and the Redline oils from now. Are for jet engines and rockets.
Yep.
And it doesn't break down at like 1,200 degrees. It's like,
yes.
That's why it's also very expensive. It's not a refined process. It's something else. And
you actually can make that for cheap for yourself, or you can upgrade your oil to that. This is an invention of Dr. Landis, Philip S. Landis, who invented, he was the inventor of Mobile One, by the way. And what he did, he went after a World War II German patent, and he turned that into a product line in the United States. It's called the so-called liquid wax esters. Liquid wax esters. And this is what the red line oil with the jojoba or made out of canola is being upgraded with. So the carbon molecule is going up to 44. Carbon molecules in a chain, and the heat exchange rate and the longevity and the ability of reducing of friction is incredible.
You know, the shungite that's coming out that they use for filters now, and everybody's all, you know, rushing, dialing at it, is actually an allotrope of carbon that is 60 molecules. It's called a fullerene. And that fullerene molecule is 100 times stronger than diamond. They're currently manufacturing it for the so-called space elevator. It'll be strong enough it can stay in the gravitational fields and touch our satellites.
Hold that thought, Rick. Miles, would you like to stay with us?
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves.
with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about oils, overheating problems, engine covers, and what to do about it. Rick Miller's with us. Miles from Europe is with us. And Miles and I are going to be talking about this tomorrow during the broadcast for an hour. And Miles, you mentioned LubeGuard, L-U-B-E-G-A-R-D. I looked it up on the internet. And this is a fascinating technology because from what I'm reading, they have a product that you add to your automatic transmission fluid, and it can reduce the operating temperature of your automatic transmission by up to 40 degrees Fahrenheit through the more efficient transfer of heat to the cooling system of the automatic transmission. And my understanding is that heat is one of the top enemies of a long life automatic transmission. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. You have the situation that this technology of the so-called monoester wax or liquid wax ester. It was a German invention in World War II. They invented that because they had problems with the ME-262 with a fighter plane that Messerschmitt constructed. So they were the first one. They used wax made out of linseed oils and to upgrade the oil to withstand these high temperatures in the turbines, in the first generation turbines there. So Dr. Landis was the one who used the basics and the fundament of that patent, of these World War II patents, and he developed that liquid ester, monoester, in the 70s, 75, because in 72 there was the first the whales could not be shut down in the oceans as they used to. So what happened was the oil industry had to use normal mineral oil as an ATF, the first ones, and the cooling and the exchange rate of heat transfer and the pressure withstanding, as well as the oxidational withstanding that an oil needs to have, wasn't there anymore. And so simply just a number here, between in 1975, 8 million automatic transmission in the United States failed just because of going back to a not optimal oil.
Hmm. So are we talking about the oil that we would call Dexron, Dexron, changing to Dexron 2? Is that the nomenclature?
Yes, what they did is they used now boron and in Dextron 2 and beginning with Dextron 3, they used zinc and other micro metal particles in order to have the better heat transfer in the radiators, but that used to clog them up when the oil started gumming up through oxidation and through thermal reduction. It started gumming up, and even then that had a problem. So you measure a good ATF today on its amount of boron inside. Or the other benchmark is if they're using ester waxes in the oil. This is another quality criteria for engine oil and hydraulic oil, as well as ATF.
This is all really interesting because, you know, Detroit, which doesn't exist anymore per se, used to design things for Mopar so that they had a planned obsolescence of wearing out on purpose so they could replace parts. It was the difference between when they were making things with steel and DeLoreans. It's the changing world.
Well, I know the former chief engineer of Mopar. He has his own company, or a company that is upgrading Jeeps. And it was very interesting to talk to him because he was introduced to a solution that would save Chrysler $12 million in guarantee repairs only by flushing the hydraulic system, the ATF hydraulic system, with a special tool where they would have less customer claims and they would make more money. They declined that, and shortly after that, Fiat took over that entire thing.
Miles, that's something that I'd like to address tomorrow, if it's all right with you, about flushing our automatic transmission systems, flushing our engines, how to change the oil, what fluids to use, because cars are getting really, really expensive, and repairs are absolutely unaffordable. an automatic transmission repair is about $2,000 here in the United States. And that's not anything serious. I mean, that's just, you know, having your automatic transmission repaired with, you know, changing the fluid. I'm convinced that we can make our machines last longer with proper maintenance. I really am. But all oil is not the same. All oil filters are not the same. And I'm concerned that too many of us are trusting our vehicles to these quick lubrication places where you can have your oil changed within a couple minutes, but that doesn't completely change the oil. That changes some of the oil. There's still too much left in the engine when you do that, according to my way of thinking. Do you agree with that?
Well, I partially agree with that because here it depends on the make and the model and whether you drain the oil out of the car and or whether you pump it out of the sump. So even here there are different approaches to that. I prefer the draining of the oil and then flushing the engine. I exchange oil twice. So when I change the oil, I get the oil, I drain the oil out on the bottom through the sump, through the pan, and then I have another oil just for cleaning purposes, just to run through the engine for approximately 10 working hours, and then I drain that oil again, and in comes then the fully synthetic oil. And sometimes, especially in we do that here in mountain surroundings, and that we upgrade the oil with ester waxes because it allows you to have better starting habits and a better a higher curve of performance for the engine oil as well in deeper temperatures as well as in hotter surroundings.
You are also Swiss, not American. That's wonderful. I think we have a lot to learn. That's why everybody calls us ignorant and ill-informed. Thank you, really. This is important information because at some point, it's junkyards, they're going to be important.
They are right now. Let me share just, if I may, Vincent. It's
sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I have the same car that Vincent has, just a smaller engine. And being in the salt belt, having the car disposed to calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, and natrium chloride here in the winter situations, I was working on the rear axle frame. And what turned out yesterday is that frame is just being kept together through the paint and the stickers I was putting on there. So I have to exchange the entire subframe for the rear axle. So maintenance is a very important part because that would not have happened if I would have conserved that part from the inside and the outside with a formidable fat, not wax, but a fat that has a Tixotroph property that it can climb up when it's warm and settle even in going up in places I didn't push it in through high pressure.
That's fascinating, Miles, because that is what I'm looking at doing to our vehicles. I've pressure washed the underside so I can see exactly where I need to go, so I can do this undercoating, exactly what you're talking about. And, you know, when you talked about how you drain the engine oil out of your equipment, what I do is I wait till the engine has been used. You know, it's been hot, it's been used heavily, a long trip, for example, if it's an automobile or a truck, and I come back, but I have everything all ready, and I put the car up on the lift, and I immediately drain the oil. Not 10 minutes later, immediately, when I get out of the car, the engine's still running, put it on the lift, pull the drain plug, and I let it drip for about, well, overnight. Literally overnight until I get the last possible drop that I can get out of it. And then I will do exactly what you're talking about, do a flush for, well, maybe 1,000 miles, and then I'll change the oil again and then put in the right oil. It's exactly what you're talking about. And that's what we're doing with our farm tractors and so forth. And I'm keeping the oil that's relatively clean for using to lubricate chains and other things. And I know that there's an issue with recycling oil in Europe that we aren't subject to yet. So we can talk about that too. But the concern is to change the fluids, the filters, because that's cheap in comparison to replacing or rebuilding these engines and transmissions and rear axles and differentials and so forth, right?
Well, let me give you just a cost estimate here, because it's my daily work here with the equipment. If you invest an additional, let's say, $1,000 to a brand new car, you will double the lifetime of that car. I mean, the chassis, you will not have a corrosion problem, even if we are in a salt belt. And just from the get-go, if you have a brand-new car and you want to own that for 10 years, $1,000 extra work on that car doubles the lifetime of the metal.
Yeah, that's like Mercedes, and what they've done is why Mercedes are considered superior car, because if you do your maintenance on a regular clock, German ingenuity aside, it will make a major difference on your vehicle. Major.
Gentlemen, let me let you go. I leave you for the last segment, and I will be on the show tomorrow first hour. Thank you very much.
Learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
This can be slight.
What are today's top?
Watch it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
BC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So, class, how much does it cost to buy a transmission filter for a General Motors product? Well, I found one on eBay for $12.50. Shipping is $6, so that's about what I pay. So I just want to let you know that you can do it. Michael in New York, you've got part of the last segment. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hello, Miles. Hey, guys.
Yeah, Miles jumped off. He'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, sir. He might be still listening. Regarding the rat infestation, guys, you know, we got a major one at our federal, state, and local governments, and darn it, I think I'm working on forming a major extermination, rat extermination business. Anybody want to join me?
Cover. So we need a cover. We need to put a dome over Washington, D.C., right?
Now, I just want to say real quick, guys, water wetter. I've used that on a 1988 Mercure that I have, and that's a super hot running engine with a turbo, four cylinders, a German Mercury. Runs extremely hot, and I noticed a major difference with that alone, okay, with running it, the engine running cooler, because it has a built-in fan, comes on automatically all the time to keep the engine right. Cooler, run so hot. So I noticed a major improvement from water wetter in the radiator fluid. Also,
right.
Slick 50. I seen a miracle with that stuff. I had a Jimmy, GMC Jimmy, and it had an oil leak, and I didn't keep up with it. I neglected it one summer, and it was bone dry when I checked it. I mean, literally nothing on a dipstick. And I was running it all over the place because I had a pool business going, and it ran cool the whole time. Engine never seized.
So you're talking about that's a Teflon additive that you put in your engine crankcase.
That's correct. So that clearly enables the engine to run cooler, too. So the combo, and they also make it for transmissions now as well. So from my own personal experience, I've seen those products work wonders. And then last, Marvel Mystery Oil. There's something about it, no question about it. I've seen it resurrect the dead engine. We sold the Dodge Monaco, a 65, beautiful. The engine seized up to a neighbor. A couple weeks later, he's riding it down the road. It was blowing all kinds of smoke. And then it cleared up, and he ran it for quite a while. The engine had a lot more miles on it, and he said that's what he did. So I use that regularly in my fuel line and in my oil changes as well. Just small amounts, just the right amount for the engine block, just the right amount in the gasoline. And so those items, guys, I've personally seen work really well.
Michael, thank you. Thank you so much for your information. And when I manufactured or when I built race engines, I assembled them with Marvel Mystery Oil back in the 1970s. Thanks so much for being with us. Mark in Philadelphia, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me. Welcome.
Hello, Vince. Hello, Rick.
Hi.
By the way, you sound very good. You sound better. I was concerned about you, but you've reengaged in the conversation, and I think the trip was good for you. Your energy's back. Your laughter's back.
Chicago surprised me. It was, you know, I couldn't live there.
Yeah. Well, and Vince, and by the way, this guy inspires me. When I'm not even listening to him, I when I think about Rick, I start laughing.
You should have seen us in the lobby.
Manatical or whatever they call that.
You should have seen us in the lobby. You know, Rick saw me out of the corner of his eye, ran over, gave me, stopped, you know, chatting with this group he was with, ran over, gave me a big hug, and we started laughing. It just happens. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it was cool to be with you. And Joey, it was nice. Thank you for coming, Vincent.
Oh, it was delightful, Rick. Thanks for sharing your room with us. Mark, what other comments do you have in the last few seconds of this broadcast?
Well, I wanted to bring up this Mondragon model that I mentioned to you about the Mondragon in the Basque region of northern Spain, and I wanted to encourage you to check that out as well as have a conversation with Rick about that and have him look it up if he doesn't know about it, because I think there's something to that.
Tell us all how to spell it.
Mondragon. Look it up on Wikipedia. It's very interesting what they did, and it's a cooperative where the workers own the cooperative, so they have ownership.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you.
Sounds interesting. I will look it up. And Mark, thanks so much for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Miles, Mark, and Michael from New York. We'll see you tomorrow. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. RFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to RFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. RFlags.com. That's RFlags.com.